I am super
Blog Talk Radio.
And I always forget that they have that Blog Talk Radio thing in the beginning. Hey, this is Carly Rose with the Curvy Times, and I am super, super excited today to be talking to Fatima Parker. She is a worldwide body diversity expert. Many, many, many people follow her. She is a pageant judge. She is a broadcaster, a journalist, a positive body image person, and inspires people all over the world. Fatima, are you there? Hi, Fatima, can you hear me? Let me see what button I'm not pushing correctly. Fatima, can you hear me? We seem to be having some technical difficulty. Can do. Fatima, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
There you are. Hey, girl.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hello, Carly.
Little technical difficulty there. I apologize.
It's okay. Not to worry. I hope. I'm sure our audience would understand.
No worries. And thankful
yeah.
for editing. We can do a little editing afterwards. So let me begin again and introduce Fatima Parker, someone who has inspired me for a long time. She is a body diversity person. She is a worldwide advocate for body acceptance. She is a journalist. She is a beauty pageant judge. And just all around incredible, amazing, selfless woman to be committing herself to positive body image for women. What got you started doing that?
The feeling that there was an injustice, a big injustice in the world. The fat shaming, the naming, the bullying. Of people, of different shapes and sizes, but especially for people who are deemed not beautiful because they are not a size zero. So I just thought that was, it hurt me first, and I had to do all these or everything that I can do to help others through feeling the pain that I have felt for so long.
Tell me how your pain started.
Oh, when I was when I was a child, let's say at school, bullying, insulting, humiliating me, calling me names. My name is Fatima, but in English, you've got the word, the bit of it that says fat, but in other languages it doesn't. But still, I was never called Fatima. I was called La Grosse, which is in French, the fatty, or the fat one.
Oh,
so that was very hurtful. I have a name, I have an identity, but I was always described by my size. You know, the fat is here, that she came, the fat is gone, the fat is my identity as far as other people were concerned, and I didn't like it.
Were you, as a child, was weight an issue?
No, when looking at the photos of my childhood now, I was just, I wonder, where was that fat? I mean, where is it? Compared to what we know about obesity now and how I look now, I just thought it was very harmful, really very, very harmful. And it destroys you, it scars you for life. It makes
you
feel...
What do you think your parents, why would they name you a name that had a connection to that?
As I said to you, the word Fatima in its origin doesn't mean fat, doesn't have anything to do with fat. In English, yes. When I came to the West, in English, it has fat in it, but in our language, it doesn't. So it doesn't matter if there were the name Fatima, and it's a revered name anyway because it has connotations to religion and to so it is a respected name. But I would have been happy if I was just called Fatima. But I wasn't. I was just called the fat one, you know, la
Oh.
grosse or whatever, you know, in whatever language these people were speaking. And I was, I mean, I was just a chubby, maybe a little bit bigger than the others. But that wasn't good enough, you know. It still wasn't normal.
Yeah.
And it was harmful, and now I would like, that's what I'm doing, is I'd like to see this shaming and bullying, and I'd like to see the end to this, because it destroys you, it doesn't make you thinner. I mean, I'm looking at me now, it hasn't helped. I'm a lot fatter than what I, so if they were using it, as they say, reverse psychology, and you do these things because it's going to help them realize that it's unhealthy and it's they're not going to succeed in life, but that wasn't the solution. That was more harmful and more painful than it was meant to be. I mean, the solution wasn't what we say and what we do even now to children.
Yes, and I don't think sometimes that adults understand that. I had a grandmother that was always saying that I needed to be careful of my rear end because it was going to be big if I didn't watch out. And I never had a problem with my weight, but I always remember grandma saying, watch out because you're going to have a big butt. And guess who has a big butt now? So I think parents sometimes don't realize that what they're saying to these kids, they're thinking that they're going to get them to exercise more or eat less donuts when really they're pouring into them what they see, what they think that they're going to be.
Yes, and I mean, on a lighter note, people now pay a lot of money to get a big butt.
I know, right?
So, what we worried about all
yeah,
our lives, I mean, when I look
I'm
at these things,
for that.
when I look at the Kardashians and I look at all the other people around, and I say, "Oh my God, I used to be ashamed of my body looking that way, and now people are, it's fashionable and they're paying a lot of money for it." So if it's a trend and it's a fashion, torturing people for something that changes with time and it becomes fashionable, it is criminal, I think.
It is. And so many of these young girls that might have a little bit of extra chubby when they're younger, if you just leave them alone and pour into them how beautiful they are, I believe they'll grow out of it.
I mean, you build their self-esteem, and there are so many other things that you are. You're not just your body. If instead of just telling them stop eating that and move more, get them involved in so many other things. Build their self-esteem. Build them up to get interested in so many other things and give them love.
Now, as a teen, for me, when I was bullied, I was called walrus in PE because I had a gray sweatsuit, and I was not a fat girl. But the minute that he called me walrus, I thought, well, oh my gosh, a walrus is huge, so I must be so fat. So that for me began bulimia for the next 15 years afterwards and suicidal thoughts. Did any of that kind of thing ever happen to you as a teen?
No, not really. But I became like rebellious. I started to study a lot more and to show that I had brains, that I was an important human being, that I could do things right with the other girls, because I was in a boarding school. So with the other girls, if I can't compete on your pageants, I can compete on in the classroom and even win and be better than you.
Yes.
So that's what I was doing, is studying and learning more things and trying to to show that I had brains and that my body wasn't all of me. Well, there was, maybe to them I was fat, but to me I was the important and the valuable Fatima. And it wasn't easy, really.
No, and I'm sure it was hard to watch those girls that were in those pageants and see that people put so much into outward appearance.
Yeah, the thing is, it wasn't only the pageant. It's the whole thing. The thing that I remember the most, and it hurt me the most, is that they wouldn't allow me to play in the games. You know, like handball, and they'd say, "Oh, you're too fat. You're too slow. You're going to slow us down, and we're not going to win." It's the stereotype that is now still being fed, that if you're fat, you can't be athletic, you can't do exercise, you can't run, you can't do any of these things. And I knew that I was able to. I would, you know, I'd work hard and I'd do these things. But they say, no, they never pick you, you see. And I wasn't obese. I was just a little bit bigger than the other children.
So you were the girl that was last to be picked. If it was physical education time, they wouldn't pick you to be on the team until last.
They wouldn't even think about you, you know.
Oh, girl. I feel you on that. I was always the last girl as well. You know, how I came across you is on Facebook. I had entered my first Curvy Girl Plus Girl pageant back in late 2011, and I had a photo shoot done, and there's a picture of me in a red dress. And someone messaged me that there was a my red dress picture was on this famous Fatima's wall, and I needed to go check it out. And I was so honored when I saw that, yes, my red dress picture, me, was being put all on the internet on your site as, you know, somebody to be proud of their body diversity.
Yeah.
So that was how I first found you. I was very honored.
Thank you. I mean, you are beautiful, and I usually pick beautiful photos to show that beauty comes in different shapes and sizes and colors and abilities. And that's why I get a lot of followers, and I have people writing to me from all over the world, as you said. Yesterday I had girls from Iran. You know, just saying we try and dress as beautiful as the girls we see on your pages under our veils, you see. And they want to send me photos, but I just can't, of course, use them on the internet. But it's reaching everywhere, and it's empowering girls and women and even men worldwide. And I'm happy.
And you do. This is not something that you profit from, is it?
No. It's all it's all free. Because it's a pain that I've felt for a long time, and I'd like to just not see others. It's a legacy that I'd like to leave. You know, people in the future, the children wouldn't have to deal with the pain that I have dealt with. And if I could do more, I'll do more.
Well, I believe you definitely have made an impact. And I love that you got to be a pageant judge for a plus pageant that happened over there. Tell us about that.
Because of, speaking about beauty, that's another, I mean, we said about fat not being seen as beautiful. When I say the word fat, I don't mean derogatory or anything like that. It's just a description of a body. You've got somebody who's tall, someone who's short, slim, and fat. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean all the horrible things that they put on it. So I was in the Middle East, in Dubai, and the surrounding countries, trying to promote my ideas of saying, stop discriminating, stop fat shaming. It's not going to work. And I as well talk about that fat women, you know, big women, can be beautiful too. And of course, people just thought, you know, just, who's she talking about? look at the world fashion and the world, all these beauty pageants and all these Miss Worlds. We don't see anyone who is over size zero and four, between size zero and four. So the fat people can't be beautiful. But so I kept saying it for so long, for so many years, and finally, Lebanese television of all countries. I mean, Lebanon is the capital of thin is in the Arab world, plastic surgery. All women there are very elegant, but they all want to be the latest trend. The latest trend then was size zero. So to have this program, it's a social program, interested in talking about fat shaming, but they said, Fatima was saying that fat women can be beautiful. Let's try and see a pageant just to investigate this thing. Maybe there's something there. And they advertised, and they had hundreds and hundreds of applicants. And they invited me to be a judge on the program, and
you
I did.
You were just asked to be a judge after the fact. You were part of creating this.
Yes, Yeah, it wasn't a
Oh,
joke.
that's
I
awesome. I didn't
inspired them.
realize.
Yes, oh yeah, I
I
inspired
knew we
the
had talked, you know, we
producers.
had messaged about pageants and things like that, but I didn't
Yeah.
realize that you had actually helped create this.
No, I have. I mean, I'm the one known in the Arab
You
world
go,
for
girl.
introducing the idea of big women can be beautiful too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the and the show was very, very popular, and the TV program had a lot of press around the world. And they were surprised. They told me even when I went in the year after that, they said, "We are surprised. How come the world is so interested in a pageant of plus size women?" I said, "Yes, because you are a television, you are an official network, and you have pushed the envelope by saying fat women can be beautiful." The other televisions, you know, official televisions. I don't. Do you know of any televisions who do
Over
official
in your
pageants?
neck of the woods? No, I'm a
Oh,
little
no, in
selfish
your
over
neck
here
of the
in
woods.
West.
But
In my neck of the woods, yes, I know the major television areas, but they don't carry any of the curvy girl pageants.
Right. You see, so LBC from in Beirut in Lebanon are still the pioneers in this.
That is
This
awesome.
program, you see, they did it. It's an official, it's a network, and once this program is finished and you look at the presenters who come in after that, it's a different world. They're all
Well,
like tall,
congratulations to
slim.
you, girl. I am
Yeah,
so
thank
proud.
you,
I knew
thank
you were a
you.
judge, but I didn't realize that you had pioneered the whole thing.
Oh yeah, I mean,
That's amazing.
they were inspired by me. That's what the
Yes.
producer told me. It's a social program anyway. They deal with issues, with different issues, but probably they've tackled obesity so many in so many different ways. But in that time, they said, "Oh, let's take Fatima's ideas. She keeps saying that fat women are beautiful. Let's do this." And now they've done the third year, and it was very successful as well.
Oh my gosh. Well, I remember you being surprised that I was a beauty queen. You weren't surprised that I was beautiful. You were complimentary on that. But I remember that you were surprised back then that I was a beauty queen because I was a curvy girl.
I don't remember that.
It's been a couple
Yeah.
years ago when we
Oh
first started. Something great I
yes.
found, it's a little saying that says, it says, "You are not fat, you have fat. You also have
Yes.
fingernails too, and you are not your fingernails." Because it
Yes,
is true that people have labeled others as the word fat when
it is
that should
true.
not be a label for us.
No, it shouldn't. You see, that's what I keep saying this word because we try and take it back, clean
Yes.
it up. I've said this for years,
Yes.
and remove because it's a weapon of mass destruction to the body, to the soul of women. Even if you're not fat, you know, if you are a size zero, and somebody says to you, "You've put on weight," that destroys your day.
Yes.
That makes you really insecure, and oh my God, you know, it's women fear getting fat more than getting old.
And sadly, one of the best compliments a woman thinks she can receive is, "Oh my gosh, you've lost weight." Well,
Yes.
that shouldn't be, I don't think that should even be a compliment.
No, not at all. It shouldn't, because you don't know why they lost the weight. So
No,
many
they could
people
have
lose the weight
cancer
because
or
of the
something
illness.
terrible.
Yes, it's true. So you're complimenting them because they've had a disease. You see, as we are brainwashed, and we need to change this. We need to fight against this worshipping of this thinness hysteria and thinness supremacy. That we
Yes.
need to. It's beautiful that there are people of different shapes and sizes. You see on my pages, I have beautiful, slim and thin women, but it doesn't mean that they are the icons of beauty of the world, and neither are the large girls. But there is beauty, diversity, and there is beauty in everything if you just look at it and appreciate it.
Yes. Another girl that I saw on your site, her name was Tara Vansil, and I think I messaged you about this when it happened, but I had seen a beautiful blonde girl on your site, and I had put a comment under her picture that
Right.
anybody that knew her needed to have her get a hold of me. And she did. I get this message saying, "I was told I need to contact you. What do you want?" And the long story short is, we connected, we became very close online. She was an 11-year survivor of a heart transplant. and she became part of a pageant that I was involved in. And we lost her before she was able to ever come compete.
Yes,
but in her legacy,
sad.
they carried on a charity called Tara's Heart Foundation that blesses a family every year that deals with heart problems. So I think sometimes, Fatima, you don't realize the impact. Not just are you sharing all these beautiful women with the world, but other things, I believe, are coming from you posting those beautiful pictures, as did the amazing Tara Vancel, who I know is up in
God
heaven
bless
dancing.
Her soul. Yes. Yes. I'm happy for any little change or little help that what I do can bring on to somebody's life. It's really important, because we have a lot of energy and that we need to spend on creating things and on building our families and our societies, instead of all the time going up and down the scales and worrying about our dress size. Or it is a waste of human energy, as I said.
Do you even keep a set of scales in your home?
A set of what, sorry?
Scales, weighing.
No. For a very long time, I don't have it. I was on a television interview with someone very famous in Dubai. I mean, he's a Saudi presenter. He was quite large, and then he lost weight. And he wrote a book saying memoirs of an ex-fat man dedicated to his scales, I think. So I was on an interview. I was we had like a hard talk, one-to-one interview, and I said, listen, Turkey, his name is Turkey, you've dedicated a book to your scales, but I smashed mine.
Yes. I did that at a speaking engagement I did. I brought a set of scales, and I had the girls, it was teenagers, I had them come up and take the hammer and actually hit that scale, because we let that have so much power over our lives.
Of course, yes. You become a slave to the scales.
We do.
They make your day or break your day. You see, it's that number on there that controls your life.
It does. We have in the American papers, we have what are called horoscopes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it has whether you're having a 5-star day or a 2-star day. 5-star meaning you're going to have this great day. And I think the scales do that to people. Is they're having, they wake up, they put their makeup on, they feel pretty, and then they step on the scales and they've gained 5 pounds. So it's like that horoscope where they wake up and they're having a great day and they see they're going to have a 1-star day and they think, oh, it's over, it's done, and they go crawl back in bed.
Yes, it is true. It's true. It's these are like torture instruments.
Yes, they should be outlawed.
Control. Yes, for self-loathing and self-control as well. You know, oh, you have that one in your bathroom or bedroom. You've got something there to control you. You don't need to listen to any more shaming. If you get up on that and it's not the correct number, you've had it.
Yes, so I think they should only be allowed in doctor's offices, and that's it.
Of course. of course, even that doctor's offices and the relationships that we have as well with the with healthcare providers is another major issue that is very sad too, because they're trained to believe that any extra weight is hard and bad for your health, regardless of your lifestyle.
Yes.
Which is, I believe it's not 100% correct. You have people who are fat because they overeat and they're lazy and they don't care, but you have other people who are built that way, and you have other people who are big because they have side effects of medication or symptoms of other underlying conditions and diseases.
Yes. And someone large can have better cholesterol and blood pressure than someone skinny.
It is true. It is true. And so that creates a lot of problems, and it creates a deep fear of visiting the doctor's office because you worry about them giving you the lecture or sending you home with the diet sheet. And now it's even worse because they'll probably force you to go and have your weight loss surgery.
Yes.
And that before even looking at what you went into the office for. And I'm talking here worldwide, not about America or the other parts of the world. It's getting everywhere now.
Yes, weight loss surgery is very much becoming a big thing.
Yes, which it's not advisable really for everyone.
No.
Yeah.
I had a friend just recently pass that had a heart attack, and he used to be
Oh.
very heavy for a long time. And the last several
Right.
years, he has not been. He got very athletic. He had lost the weight, and now he's had a heart attack and passed. So I think the doctors sometimes are not always correct in what
No,
the
of
health
course
should be.
not. No, of course not. I mean, what the we're trying to promote, and for me, for my experience, is we stop the fat shaming and we
Yes.
encourage healthy eating and healthy living. You know, exercising and I don't like the word exercise and diet because they've become trigger words, you see.
Yes.
If you've, as they call it, suffered from obesity or overweight for all your life, you don't want to hear the word exercise and the word diets because they all the time they tell you, go on a diet, go and do the exercise. Diet and exercise are the solution. If you do them, you lose weight and you become beautiful, you become happy, you marry a prince, and you become very rich. And I don't know if you have this as well in your. You know, in your culture?
Oh, it is true that we
Yes.
are led to believe that if we were, because I get told quite often that I have a beautiful face and it's too bad that I don't,
For the
get more
body.
healthy. And
Yeah.
that I could probably attract someone handsome should I lose some weight. And my
Yes.
attitude is if they aren't going to love me exactly as I am, next.
Right.
Because then, if
It
they're
is
not going to
true.
love me because I have a big rear end, they're not going to love me
Yes.
when I get all wrinkly and not so pretty anymore.
It is true. Yes, it is true. So that's it. So pushing for thinness is not the be all and end all. We have to
No.
encourage people to exercise and live a healthy lifestyle and regardless of their size. So you'll have healthy nations instead of forced, tortured and starved nations for to get to a size that is acceptable to the medical corps. And there are
Yes.
many people who are very slim and they have heart disease, they have high blood pressure, they have cholesterol, they have all sorts of diseases. How are they going to manage these people?
Exactly. And when
Yeah.
you see a woman that has her hair done and puts some lipstick on and has a cute outfit, you're not I personally am not thinking about what size she is. I'm thinking, wow, her best confident or best asset she has is her confidence.
It is true, but I mean that's another siege that we've been under for so long, that we are not deemed worthy of beauty and fashion. You know, women over, let's say, size 4, 6, or 8, the fashion industry and the beauty industry weren't catering for us.
Yes.
It's only now the plus size industry and many people who are really doing great work, they've started producing all these beautiful fashions for women of bigger sizes, which now would give the chance to us fat women to dress beautifully and
Yes.
to look good and have the confidence. But before we weren't allowed. I mean, the first time I saw something on, it was a French event, and I saw fat girls, you know, my size, and they were sitting there being made up. I cried.
Oh.
Really? They were there being pampered, and they had makeup on, and they would, somebody was doing their hair, and I said, "Oh, that's nice." You see, because the idea you have and you get all the time bombarded into you that you do not deserve anything. You can't
Yeah.
be pampered or wearing beautiful dresses, and until you lose the weight, you're not feminine, you're not a woman. You have to lose weight first. Once you lose weight, then you can... So when I saw these French girls being, you know, made up, and I don't know, it just came up. I teared, and it was emotional. I said, oh, my eye. We really, you know, we can get dressed and we can be beautiful as well. So that's why I'm doing a lot of beauty to show through photos. It's just like a phototherapy that you can look that good and you deserve it and you're worth it.
You deserve it and you're worth it, Fatima. Thank you so much. You are such a worldwide inspiration to all women, all shapes, all sizes, all ages. Thank you for showcasing us and thank you for making us all feel beautiful. It's been an honor to get to talk to you today.
Thank you very much, Carly.
Thank you. It was Be my blessed. Pleasure. And everyone, look for Fatima Parker on Facebook and follow her amazing work. Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.